Hi, this is Eva. Today we would like to share the summary of the way of old flesh. Let's get started. Old John Pontifex, the great-grandfather of the central character Ernest, is a gentle and unpretentious carpenter in the village. Unfortunately, his one and only child George reflects the characteristics of his obstinate and humorless mother. Following an apprenticeship, George assumes control of his uncle's London publishing house, which caters to the pious taste of the middle-class reading public. Although outwitting a respectable businessman, George is a domestic tyrant, particularly to his youngest son Theobald. Weak-willed and unable to execute his vague aspirations to become a seafaring man, Theobald easily capitulates to his father's insistence that he enters the ministry. Shortly after taking orders, Theobald meets Christina, one of five unmarried daughters in the family of the rector whom Theobald served as curate. After winning matrimonial rights to Theobald from her sisters in a game of cards, Christina tactfully in league with her mother induces Theobald to propose marriage, following a prolonged engagement, during which Theobald realized he holds no genuine affection for Christina. He again goes against his better judgment by honoring his commitment. George's opposition to his son's financially unprofitable match leads Theobald to rationalize that he's entering into a loveless marriage is a noble act. Unlike his father in almost every other way, Theobald is very like him as an authoritarian. He is determined to seek out and destroy the least sign of individuality in any of his children, and it is the oldest child, Ernest, who is made to suffer the frontal wave of his assault. Ernest is beaten from mispronouncing words, denied pocket money, and given pleasure by being allowed to select his own hymn to sing at Sunday evening service. Although his mother is far better natured and gentler than Theobald, she eventually alienates Ernest by betraying his confidences to Theobald, who promptly administers punishment to his son. Only the household servants provide Ernest with pleasurable companionship. Do you want to know what happened next? Let's read the whole story and think what the story wants to tell us.